WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The screenwriter Aaron Sorkin, who won the 2011 Oscar for his screenplay for The Social Network, may be best known for creating the Emmy Award-winning TV series The West Wing. His new series, The Newsroom, which premieres Sunday on HBO, is about the workings of a cable news program. It stars Jeff Daniels as a larger-than-life anchorman and Emily Mortimer as the executive producer who tries to wrangle him. Our critic-at-large John Power says he approached the show with the highest of hopes.
If anyone in Hollywood wears his idealism like a boutonniere, it's Aaron Sorkin. As The West Wing made clear, Sorkin loves telling stories about principled individuals, especially liberals, struggling with institutions that might compromise their integrity. He's at it again in The Newsroom, a breezy, preachy, exasperating new HBO series set inside an imaginary cable network. Jeff Daniels stars as crusty but decent Will McAvoy, a once Olympian anchor who's begun playing it so safe he's known as the Jay Leno of news. After he has a public meltdown, his twinkly, wise boss, played by Sam Waterston, hires a new executive producer for Will's nightly newscast. Her name is Mackenzie McHale. That's Emily Mortimer, a Peabody-winning reporter back from Iraq who wants to rekindle Will's faith in TV journalism. Trouble is, the two of them have a past. Even so, Mackenzie wants him to accept the quixotic challenge of doing an honest, truthful, old-fashioned news show like Edward R. Murrow or David Brinkley. Here, the two argue about whether that's even possible nowadays.
And where does it say that a good news show can't be popular?
Nielsen ratings.
We're going to do a good news show and make it popular at the same time.
That is impossible.
Between your brains, charm, looks and affability, and my...
refusal to live in reality. It's impossible,
oh,
man.
No!
The social scientists have concluded that the country is more polarized than in any time since the Civil War. The Civil War.
Yes, people choose the news they want now, but we
people
overcome
choose the
that.
Facts. They want now. So what you've just described is impossible.
Only if you think an overwhelming majority of Americans are preternaturally stupid.
I do.
I don't. And if you let me, I can prove it. You know what you left out of your sermon? That America is the only country on the planet that since its birth has said over and over and over that we can do better. It's part of our DNA.
Eventually, their argument is interrupted by the news itself. In this case, the beginning of 2010's Deepwater Horizon oil spill. It's part of the show's structure that each week, Will, Mackenzie, and their staff cover real-life events, like the rise of the Tea Party or the shooting of Gabrielle Giffords. And they do this in a way that Sorkin clearly thinks our TV news shows should have covered them. Now, if you're a news junkie like me, The Newsroom could hardly appear more alluring, for it promises to do two fascinating things. Take a smart look at how someone might try to do serious news in our current unserious culture, and explore the complex lives of the men and women who try to do it. I'd like to say that the show lives up to this promise, but after seeing the first four episodes, I have my doubts. Yes, Sorkin knows how to write sharp, highly watchable scenes. Yes, Daniels is believable as Will, who physically resembles that shambly bear, Chris Matthews. And yes, the cast boasts some terrific young actors, in particular Allison Pill, John Gallagher, and Thomas Sadowski, as producers who get caught up in a romantic triangle. Yet for all its virtues, The Newsroom often feels shockingly dated, as if Sorkin had never seen shows like The Wire, Mad Men, or Girls, shows that have raised the level of the TV game. Far from portraying his reporters and producers as adults with rich, dark, complicated souls, Sorkin turns them into overgrown teenagers. Nobody is married, for instance. Instead, their personal lives are all about dating, and the show's filled with wacky, cute public embarrassments, as when, right before a live broadcast that's in serious trouble, Mackenzie has the sort of silly and professional freakout about a missent email you might expect from Ally McBeal, not from a Peabody-winning reporter wounded in Fallujah. Sorkin's take on TV news is equally callow. Although supposedly devoted to honest, truthful, old-fashioned news, Will quickly morphs into a version of Keith Olbermann, a prosecutorial anchor on the warpath against the Tea Party, whose members are all portrayed as dopes, dupes, or ignoramuses. The Newsroom makes it clear that Will's not merely telling the truth, but that any intelligent, right-thinking person knows he's telling the truth. In fact, the show's so riddled with disapproval toward those who watch Fox News, read the tabloids, or enjoy reality TV that it feeds the cliche of liberals as smug elitists who reflexively look down on anyone who doesn't agree. Like many of us, Sorkin is driven crazy by what's going on in our stridently divided culture. And he's not quite sure what to do about it. And so, rather like a fly caught in a bottle, he buzzes around and around, touching on lots of things, sometimes quite intelligently, but never escaping outside to get a bigger picture. Trapped inside the bottle, he's created a show that replicates much of what it thinks it's opposing. It's partisan. It's sermonizing. And it's terrified that if it's too brainy or complex, the audience won't find it entertaining. The newsroom may think it's grappling with the crisis in American culture, but in the end, it's just another symptom.
John Powers reviews TV and film for Vogue and Vogue.com.